Okay, this is an introduction to systematic theology or a survey of theology. Some call the introduction a prolegomena. A prolegomena. Pro means first or before, and lego means to say or to speak. Thus, a prolegomena means to say or to speak some words before we get to the main subject. An introduction. We need to consider a few things before jumping into a survey of theology. Theology means words about God or a discourse about God. Theos means God in Greek, and logos means word. So theology means words about God or study of God. Theology has been known as the science of sciences or as the queen of the sciences. Systematic theology has been referred to as the crown on the queen. God himself is king of the sciences since he is creator and maintainer of all things. There are various kinds of theology, such as biblical theology and historical theology. Historical theology considers how various people have viewed God over the centuries. Biblical theology looks at the theology of each author of the Bible books in its relation to how God has progressively revealed his word over time. Systematic theology, however, takes the careful exegesis of each Bible book and then shows how those facts relate one to another. It takes the whole of the Bible while considering all sources and then presents these facts in a systematic fashion. In this survey, we will look at the grand themes of the Bible and how they relate one to another. Science means knowledge. Science gains its knowledge by demonstration and objective observation. Systematic theology is science because we consider the facts of the Bible and how those facts relate to all the other facts of Scripture. Our working definition of systematic theology is the systematic presentation of Bible truths which affect the Christian's daily walk. Let me say it again. The systematic presentation of Bible truths which affect the Christian's daily walk. This means we are scientific in considering the whole Bible. In this survey, we concentrate on the grand themes which stand out above all the others. We present those themes in a systematic manner. Then we show how those themes relate to our daily life. Systematic theology should not be dull or dry. A survey should not be overly technical or cumbersome. You could look at it this way. Theology is the science. Applied theology is the art. Let me say that again. Theology is the science, and applied theology is the art. God did not present his truths in a systematic way per se. He did present them perfectly and ordered them perfectly. Yet the Lord wants us to search the Scriptures and to find those things which benefit our daily walk of faith. The Bible was not given with a chart or a spreadsheet or a diagram. The Bible has words selected and arranged just as the Lord has put them together. Yet it is our duty to study and to learn what He has written. Systematic theology is the fruit of that labor presented in such a way that we can get a handle on it. You could make a similar analogy to chemistry and a chemist. The scientific laws of chemistry are in nature for everyone to observe, and they are constantly at work. Yet nature does not give us a systematic presentation of those laws of chemistry, nor does it make everyone a chemist. Those natural laws of chemistry must be searched out, searched for, and then presented in such a manner by which we can explain and discuss them. A chemist also, then, is one who has a thorough knowledge of and a demonstration of those laws of chemistry. He should have a solid foundation in mathematics and of the periodic table of the elements. A chemist then would prove those chemistry laws in the laboratory. Chemists then go on to develop practical applications that people can use, such as textiles and chemicals for industry and the everyday home. Theology is the same way. God has given us spiritual laws in the Bible. A theologian discovers those laws and presents them in a way that is understandable. Practical application of those Bible laws affect the individual believer. They affect the home life, they affect the church and missionary work, and they even affect all areas of life in one way or another. we must begin with two basic beliefs in order to study systematic theology. We must believe that God exists and that He has revealed Himself to us in His written word, that is, the Bible. We acknowledge those things from the beginning of this survey. If not, the Bible's great topics just don't make any sense. The main sections found in systematic theology are bibliology, a study of the Bible, theology proper, a study of the Trinity and of the attributes of God, Christology, a study of Christ, the Son of God, pneumatology, a study of the Holy Spirit, angelology, or angelology, a study of the angels, Satanology, a study of the devil, anthropology, a study of man, harmatology, a study of sin, soteriology, a study of the Savior and of salvation, Israelology, a study of Israel, ecclesiology, a study of Christ, a study of the church, and eschatology, a study of last things. We live in a time when people look to almost any place for truth but to the Bible. You have set out on a noble task to study the Bible more in depth. Some look to philosophy, and others look to psychology, and so others look to their feelings or emotional experiences to guide their life. However, we endeavor to look to God Himself as revealed in His book, the Bible. We'll try to point out contemporary issues and modern trends to be aware of as we discuss each topic and as each subject gives occasion. The Christian should be prepared for such a study as this. While this course may be listened to in any place, in any setting, some refer to it as a drive-time theology, it would benefit also if a quiet place was found for study. In a busy society such as we live, it is essential one gets proper rest to stay alert. Pray for the Lord's direction and understanding of His precious word. You may want to take notes on each lesson for further study and to better remember its content. Look up the verses and give meditation upon their meaning and application for your life. Share what you learn with others so that they may also discover these wonderful riches in the Bible. As we conclude this lesson, you might want to find the answers to these following questions that will help strengthen your understanding of this lesson. Question number one. What does the word theology mean? What does the word theology mean? Number two, why is theology called the queen of the sciences? Why is theology called the queen of the sciences? And question number three, explain what we mean by theology is the science and applied theology is the art. What do we mean by theology is the science and applied theology is the art? Psalm 25:5 says, "Lead me in thy truth."